Alex Wachowski reporting from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, and I'm sitting across from Cameron Matthews of the Shenandoah FFA chapter in Indiana. He was just named the National Award winner of the Diversified Horticulture Proficiency Award Entrepreneurship and Placement. Cameron, what an incredible honor. What is going through your mind right now?
I'm just honestly shocked. Last year, I was able to get a top four with my specialty crop, and I couldn't quite get it done, and I wasn't expecting to this year. So, in all, I'm just shocked, and I don't really know what to expect from this.
What a journey. Let's talk a little bit about your SAE and the projects you've been working on.
So, my SAE consisted of a mum operation where I grew 612 this past season, as well as a greenhouse that I personally own that's an 8x10, where I raised two types of geraniums, zonal and seed, as well as raising petunias. That's my spring and fall. And then in the summer, I'll do a landscaping job, which I had 12 customers in, as well as turf grass mowing for labor exchange with my family. And then when I get bored, I do a garden tilling service.
You also mentioned that you were in the area of specialty crops. Can you tell us what you did in that too?
So my specialty crop proficiency was the flowers that I talked about earlier, being the mums, geraniums, and petunias.
How did you get started in all of this?
This started between my eighth grade and my freshman year. I worked at a local nursery, and the manager I was close with said, "Hey, I know you're looking for a supervised agricultural experience. Why don't you do mums? They're kind of hard to kill."
That's awesome. That's great advice. Tell me a little bit about your FFA experience in general, some of the competitions you did, how you got involved.
So I've been around the block and did almost any contest I could get my hands on, ranging from public speaking and agricultural issues all the way to livestock skeleton and judging and soils judging. So anything I could find, I was going to take on and I was going to do my best at it.
And what sort of things did those teach you about what you're doing now?
They taught me how to open up and be honest and just ultimately bring your A game every day. And if you don't, you're not going to do what you want to do.
Cameron, you have just received the ultimate award. What advice do you give to all of those students who are just watching you wanting to be where you are?
I would advise them to just keep pushing forward. And even if you have a small SAE at the beginning, you can grow it because, like I said, I started with 200 mums. And that's not a lot in comparison to Wasson's, who I was working for, that had 20,000 mums.
Tell me about a moment then when you maybe hit rock bottom and thought, where do I go now? How did you overcome that?
My rock bottom moment came my first year in my SAE where we had a bad crop. It wasn't round. It wasn't perfect. It was far from it. We took that and spun it into a positive by planting them at the local nursing home and beautifying their landscape, which kind of got our name out there because those people told their family and their family came to us. And then the next year we had a great growing season.
Tell me a little bit more about some adversity you faced as a young producer.
So as a young producer, my biggest adversity that I faced is the local competition because, like I said, 20,000 versus 200, that's kind of hard to overcome. And the way I did it was I produced them at a lower cost, at a higher quality.
Since you are an entrepreneur, Cameron, can you tell me what entrepreneurship means to you?
Entrepreneurship means to me it's starting a business small, keeping it local, and keeping as many people locally involved because I know for me my main goal is to keep it family until I get larger, and then from there I want to help the younger FFA members in my chapter to start an SAE because I know not everybody's near as fortunate as I was to have a supportive family.
What advice have you received that's really helped you get to where you are?
My advice I've received comes from my advisor. He always told me to keep pushing and never give up. He had quite a few quirky statements, and that wasn't directly quoted from him, but that was the gist of what he gets at from me because he likes to joke with me and make sure that I'm not getting down on myself if I have a bad season.
Cameron, you did mention that you're in college. Tell us what you're majoring in and what's next for you.
So my major has nothing to do with my SAE, to be honest. I'm majoring in biochemistry and agricultural communications. Then the goal is to work with genetic modification of seed corn or agricultural commodities. Or if I don't do that, I want to work on the policy side of things, helping to promote advancements in technology because agriculture has to continue to advance or we're not going to feed the 9 billion.
What an incredible journey. We've been visiting with the winner of the Diversified Horticulture Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency Award winner, Cameron Matthews. He is from the Shenandoah FFA chapter in Indiana. This report is sponsored by The Toro Company. I'm Alex Wachowski on the Rural Radio Network.